Welcome to the 618 Now, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on this week?
32,289. That's how many people now call O'Fallon home, according to the latest census. That is a 14% increase over the 2010 census.
Wow.
The mayor previewed some of the newly released data Monday night at City Council, and O'Fallon and Edwardsville are the only two Metro East communities with greater than 20,000 residents that saw a population growth in the last decade.
Heck yeah.
The other five each experienced a little bit of dip in the population. Shiloh grew just over 11% and now sits at 14,098 residents. Muscoota, Troy, Glen Carbon all experienced growth as well.
Well, good for Shiloh and everybody else.
Yeah, the census data is important to municipalities because it ensures that communities are receiving their portion of federal funds designated for local cities. And many forms of revenue are based on population data, so having an accurate count is really helpful. And then it also determines how many seats in Congress each state gets. So two fun facts. The census is mandated by the U.S. Constitution. Did you know that?
I did know that.
I bet you did. You're a government guy.
I did know that.
And then this year, it is estimated to have cost $6.3 billion to conduct the most recent census.
Okay.
So there you go.
Well, with that population growth comes more development, residential and commercial. Got any updates on that for us?
I do. Aberdeen Village, which are the townhouse-style apartments going up on the east side of town, just off of Scott Troy Road, are now leasing. If you'll remember, Nick, in our very first podcast episode back in March, they had just broken ground and now they're open. Well, one of their buildings is open and leasing. They've also started building the retail center at the front of the property. So that'll be about 3.5 acre commercial development. And we're not sure what'll go in there just yet.
Well, I figure with the high traffic count and easy access to the interstate, it'll be really interesting to see what goes in there. There's some really popular national chains that have pretty strict guidelines about where they'll build new restaurants, and cities can have difficult times meeting those requirements, but this particular area might do that, so
yeah.
We'll see what unfolds. And remember, too, that there's a Ziggy's coffee shop set to go in across the street, so that area on the east side is really starting to develop out.
It really is.
So what's on the calendar for this week?
This is a busy, busy weekend for those who like getting out and experiencing community.
It sure is.
Let's start with the high school band activities. The president of the Tournament of Roses Parade, Dr. Robert Miller, and his wife Barbara will be in town. And this is a big deal. There is an entire presidential visit agenda that the band has prepared, and there are a lot of cool activities planned around that. Today's Friday, and tonight at 6 p.m. is the Blue and Gold football kickoff. The Marching Panthers will perform. We'll see scrimmages by the Little Panthers football team, and then the Golden Girls dance team and the cheerleaders will take the field. And then the varsity football team will scrimmage starting about 8 p.m. So all of that is happening tonight, and I'll put a link to that schedule of events in the show notes. And then Saturday is another full day of events for the band. They have a service project scheduled. They're doing instrument drive and school supply collection. Band booster parents will be in the dunk tank at City Fest, and the band is marching in the City Fest parade where Dr. Miller is serving as the parade's grand marshal. Then at 8 p.m., there is an alumni dessert party at Sweet Katie B's for all former band members and parents. The night will include a variety of desserts, wine, savory board options, and vintage Marching Panther swag. And there'll also be a special meet and greet with Dr. Miller, and then the 2023 Tournament of Roses president, Miss Amy Wainscott, will be there as well. And I've also heard that there might be a special appearance by Mr. Cosmano.
Cool.
He was the band director back in the day. He's
yeah.
a cool guy. Now, listen, I wasn't in the band, but nearly all of my friends were. So I wonder if they'll consider me like a token alumni so I can attend this dessert and wine event, which is at one of my favorite downtown venues.
Yeah, probably not.
You don't think so?
No.
Hard pass for them.
I think it's one of those things. I think, you know, you got to put in the time. You got to put in the service.
It's true. I mean, listen, I wasn't out there practicing with the band in the heat of the summer, but almost every picture from high school, from like basketball games, I was the crazy decked out lunatic sitting with the band.
You were a marching band groupie.
I was. Yes, I was. And I'm proud of that. And then Sunday, there's an exclusive 21 and over breakfast and fundraiser at O'Fallon Station. They have what looks like to be a delicious breakfast buffet with a waffle station, drinks, live auctions, So maybe consider attending that. And then at 1:15, representatives from the band leadership will throw out the first pitch at the Cardinals game.
Cool. Trips like this to the Rose Parade are a pretty big deal for our kids. And I know they work really hard, both on and off the field.
Yep.
I hope the community rallies around these student musicians this weekend and showers them with support so that their trip to Pasadena is a memorable one.
Yep.
And you mentioned City Fest earlier. You want to remind listeners one more time about that?
Sure thing. City Fest is this weekend. It's Friday afternoon and evening and then all day Saturday. There's a big car show scheduled for Saturday morning. I think it starts at 8, and I've heard they're expecting something like 400 classic cars, so that should be a good time.
Yeah.
There's also the triathlon Saturday morning as part of City Fest, 150-meter swim, 10 miles of biking, and then a 2-mile run, so if you see people huffing it in the streets, maybe allow some extra space for them. I'll link to all of the City Fest events in the show notes. And then heads up, the schedule for this fall is already filling up. We've got Bacon Fest, Oktoberfest, Homecoming. We've got downtown fall and Halloween events. And we already know the date of the Illuminated Holiday Parade, which you know is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. We'll cover all of these events in future episodes.
Very cool. Well, one last thing before we go. I want to give a call out to businesses who might have water bottles with their logos on them. If you have some sitting around and you want to help a good cause, the local school districts are collecting reusable water bottles for students to use. The water fountains in the schools are closed off, but they have water bottle filling stations. Some students don't have them and others forget, and the Chamber's Education Committee is collecting them to donate to schools for students who need them. So if you have water bottles, just reach out to the Chamber of Commerce and they'd be happy to take those off your hands for the kids.
Absolutely. I imagine some businesses have some that maybe they got before COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And then they went a whole year of like really limited marketing. So yep. Now's a great time to maybe get rid of your old stash before you
clean out the closet.
Exactly.
A bit.
Yep. We'd love to have those for the students.
Exactly. Well, I don't have anything else. Jess, do you?
That's it.
All right. Well, with that, I've got to head out.
Thanks, Nick. Always a pleasure. Shiloh grew just over 11% and now sits at 14,098 residents.
Good for Shiloh.
Man, if they could have just got those two more, they'd be at 15K.
Right. Well, no, they wouldn't.
Oh. No, they wouldn't.
No, they wouldn't.
Okay. So let's start that again.
Math.
Aberdeen Village, which are the townhouse style apartments going up on the east side of Aberdeen Village.
East side of town.
East side of town.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.